There is no military purpose in starving thousands and thousands of children. Let us be clear. This is not an effort to win a war. This is an effort to destroy a people. France and Canada have said that they will recognize a Palestinian state. The United Kingdom has said it will do so as well if Israel does not immediately end this war and surge humanitarian aid. And at the UN last month, 149 countries voted for a ceasefire resolution condemning the use of starvation as a weapon of war and demanding an end to Israel's blockade on humanitarian aid. Further, Mr. President, recent Economist YouGov poll shows that just 15% of the American people support increasing military aid to Israel, while 35% support decreasing military aid to Israel or stopping it entirely. Just 8% of Democrats support increasing military aid to Israel. Mr. President, the American people are haunted by the images coming out of Gaza, and these are some of those images. These are desperate children with pots in their hands crying, begging for food in order to stay alive. And that's what the American people are seeing every night on TV, on the internet, in the newspapers. The United States has provided more than $22 billion for Israel's military operations since this war began. $22 billion. One estimate based on Brown University research calculates that the United States has paid for 70% of the Gaza war. In other words, American taxpayer dollars are being used to starve children, bomb schools, kill civilians, and support the cruelty of Netanyahu and his criminal ministers. And that, Mr. President, is why I have brought these two resolutions of disapproval to block offensive arms sales to Israel. SJ Res 34 would prohibit the U.S. taxpayer-financed $675 million sale of thousands of 1,000-pound bombs and many thousands of JDAM guidance kits. And SJ Res 41 would prohibit the sale of tens of thousands of fully automatic rifles, assault rifles. These arms sales clearly violate the Foreign Assistance Act and the Arms Export Control Act, which prohibit selling arms to countries that violate international law by killing civilians and blocking humanitarian aid. And very few people doubt that that is exactly what Israel is doing. If you want to obey the law, vote for these resolutions. Mr. President, U.S. taxpayers have spent many, many billions of dollars in support of the racist, extremist Netanyahu government. Enough is enough. Americans want this to end. They do not want to be complicit in an unfolding famine and daily civilian massacres. And we here in Congress tonight, have the power to act. No more talks, no more great speeches, but tonight we have the power to act. The power to force Netanyahu and his extremist government to end this slaughter. The time is long overdue for Congress to use the leverage we have, tens of billions in arms and military aid, to demand that Israel end these atrocities.
Thank you, Senator Sanders.